Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the crown of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Lovers of beauty, for that will be the topic for this session of the Comedy Kingdom. I'm going to say very few words on the subject, for right beside me stands a famous authority on beauty, your old friend Auntie Macassar. Auntie is distinctly a self-made beauty, and it's amazing what she's accomplished with the material she had to work with. Why, I'll never forget her first demountable complexion. You see, Auntie had an olive skin, pits and all. Why, she used to be so homely, she was hired to stand in front of drugstores to make people sick.
Yeah, but look at her now, Queen Elvia. Radiant, charming, a thing of beauty and joy forever. Tell us, Auntie Macassar, why are you so beautiful?
Well, you asked me, pal, why am I so beautiful? Oh, how many times Auntie's little early gaze have asked the same thing. You are as beautiful, 'tis true, yet all could be. It takes time, patience, and a couple of other things. Now, Auntie weren't always the lovely creature that stands before you now. Why, I, too, once had baggy knees. And you could carry a week's ration of tobacco in the pouches under Auntie's eyes. Why, I had so many wrinkles in these staunch old legs that folks used to stop me on the street and tell me to pull up my stockings. Oh, but no more. Whoop! There ain't no excuse for wrinkles no longer. The human hide comes in one hunk. And it's supposed to fit like gloves, not like mittens or a suit of red flannels. Now, what do you do when there's wrinkles in your stockings? You heist them up. Well, that's what you want to do when your skin don't fit the body. Grab a hold of the old scalp on top of the skull. Pull steady till skin fits tight on toes, knees, neck, and tummy. Of course, that leaves you with a handful of excess epidermis, but don't get excited. Just tie a knot in it quick, or place stout rubber band around same as in blowing up football bladder. Then the skin can't slide back into former folds and wrinkles. Who says so? I do. I've done it. And you can, too. In this age of exposed limbs, wouldn't you rather have a few knots in your scalp than bags in your knees? Andy would. She has. Now we proceed to the care and feeding of the skin. In case your schoolgirl complexion has graduated, remember this. There's nothing like an old-fashioned Limburger face pack for achieving skin, just like Auntie's. Now, follow the following directions, and the big boy will be dying to nibble on them cherry blossom ears of yours. Now, upon retiring, warm a mess of Limburger to melting point. Smear it on the face, neck, and arms. Smear it on thick. Are you smearing? Don't be stingy. Now, let it dry. Sprinkle with talcum and hit the hay, being sure to leave the windows open. There's a reason. Woo! Now, be sure to watch out for mice. You better chain the cat to the bed. Otherwise, sleep may be disturbed during the night. Next morning, remove Limburger pack. And skin will be as free from impurities as a baby's. The impurities will have left during the night. So will hubby. But don't worry, little housewife. He'll be back, and so will your old auntie. What? The three guesses bring us a slightly different but surefire recipe for beauty. Early to bed.
So, and you've missed me as much, I know. Don't you worry, don't be blue.
I'm doing what you told me to. Hurry to bed every night, long before 10, sleeping tight, getting my rest and trying my best to be good while you're gone. Early to rise every day, lonely because you're away. Seems a long time, but honestly I'm being good while you're gone. Watching my health, ready and bright red and caraway. Watching my heart, I'm walking the straight and narrow way. Early to bed, every night, long before 10, sleeping tight. Getting my rest and trying my best to be good while you're gone. I go to bed early every night, long before 10 I'm sleeping tight. Getting my rest and trying my best, I'll be good while you're gone. Early to rise every day, lonely cause you're away. Seems ages, but honestly I'm good while you're gone. And I keep right on going to bed early every night, long before 10, sleeping tight. I'm getting my rest, I'm trying my best to be good while you're gone.
Get a man's viewpoint on beauty. A man from the shores of sunny Italy. A lover of beauty in all its forms. And here he is, Don Orlando. Don't you think America has beautiful girls?
America's got beautiful girls?
Yes.
Maybe so. Ah, but when you talk about beauty, you should see my girl in the old country.
Really?
Now, there is one beautiful girl. Mamma mia. Listen. Let me tell you what my very good friend, Don Giovanni, the Nero Volto, Provincia di Potenza, Basilicata, Junior the Second, the greatest sculptor. That's what he said about it.
What did he say?
Well, it was like this, you know. One day I took Maria Donata, that's my girl.
Uh-huh.
I took her to his studio because I want to show my very best friend, the girl that I'm going to make my wife.
Sure.
When he looked one good look at her, he turned to me and he said, Madonna mia, she is the most beautiful girl I ever seen. Those eyes like sparkling dewdrops. The hair like the raven. The teeth like pearls. And the neck like a duck.
You mean a swan?
What's the matter? You going to tell me about my own girl now? That Christopher Colombo. What's the matter?
All right, go ahead.
Then Giovanni said, I would love to have her to pose for me. I said, Mamma mia. I said, that makes me very mad. I said, hey, that's enough. I said, where do you get that stuff? Make love to Maria Donata? He said, don't get excited, my friend. I just want her to pose for me. So she posed. And now, Queen Elvia, believe it or not, for 3 months, she never gave me a date.
Really?
Yeah, every time I ask her, she says, I'm going to pose. I got so mad. I left her and I came to America. But I still love her.
Telegram for you, Toots.
Hey, what do you mean, Toots? My name is Don Orlando Viaggi Ferrari, di Rionier Vulto, Provincia di Potenza, Basilicata, Junior. a telegram. Now let's see. Well, this is fine.
How do you know? You've got it upside down.
Is that so? Well, what do you know about that? I'll tell you this time. I forgot my spectacles.
I'll read it for you. Now, let me see here. Dear Mike, this is your mother talking. Stop. Your girl Maria, she run away. Stop. She run away with your sculptor friend. Stop. Very sorry. Stop.
Hey, what's all this? Stop. 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 Why didn't I stop before she ran away?
In a roundabout way, Court Troubadour Harris gives us another beauty secret, only it's no secret.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. You know it's a sin to tell a lie. Still you keep saying I love you. It may be true, I wish I knew, but I'm giving fair warning to you. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a
session of the Comedy Kingdom bows its way off the stage. But before we leave, I want to give one last beauty hint. An adorable dimple may be acquired by sleeping on a collar button.